God, that we see justice for this family, God.
God, we pray that you'll speak to every person in the jury. God, we're looking for a miracle. We're expecting the impossible.
An estimated 500 black pastors congregated outside the Glynn County Courthouse in Brunswick, Georgia, where a defense attorney for one of three white men facing murder charges in the killing of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, said he didn't want any black pastors in the courtroom consoling the victim's grieving family. Those pastors are Reverend Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, who in response called on black pastors around the country to show up in force, and they did.
No lawyer can lock us out, because wherever you are, God is already there. And we're going to keep coming till we get justice. He attacked the church. He didn't just say enough of civil rights leaders. He said no more black pastors. He called them black pastors. He didn't even say he didn't care about white pastors. Well, if you thought one was enough, look at what you brought now.
Many carried signs reading Black Pastors Matter, and some wore buttons with Arbery's picture that said justice for Ahmaud. Inside the courtroom, attorney Kevin Goff was at it again, arguing black pastors and the weeping family of Arbery would influence the mostly white jury and deny his client, William Roddy Bryan, a fair trial. This time he cited judicial precedent when a judge banned the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan from courtroom proceedings in 1990.
The court is authorized to exclude Reverend Sharpton and Reverend Jackson from the courtroom without a hearing, and in the alternative, certainly entitled to do so after a hearing. And again, in there, for the other reasons cited, I have asked the court again to take more robust steps to ensure Mr. Bryan's right to a fair trial.
He failed to mention at the time the judge rescinded that ban after the American Civil Liberties Union challenged it. But presiding judge Timothy Walmsley, for the third time, rejected Goff's request.
The court's already ruled on the motion at least twice. I'm looking in the gallery. I don't even see the two individuals that Mr. Goff, you have raised as issues, and the court is not going to address this matter.
Outside, black pastors and lawyers defended the family and the right to have pastors in the courtroom. Here's civil rights attorneys Lee Merritt and Benjamin Crump.
Wanda Cooper Jones and Marcus Arbery are going into that courtroom to see the men who murdered her son tried. Marcus has been the subject of not one, not two, not three, but six different motions. And all they've done is sit quietly in the back of the court and try their best to contain the pain caused by getting into the graphic details of their son's murder.
We need the preachers to come and pray that they keep their sanity for this insane situation, this inhumane killing of their child.
The three white men on trial, Greg McMichael, his son Travis, and their neighbor, William Bryan, are charged with Arbery's murder. Prosecutors say the McMichaels armed themselves and pursued the 25-year-old black man in a pickup truck after he ran past their home from a house under construction. The defense claims they thought Arbery was a thief. Arbery's family say he was jogging. The case has deepened a national outcry over racial injustice. Travis McMichael took to the stand claiming self-defense, but when prosecutor Linda Dunikowski pushed back, he acknowledged Arbery posed no threat.
He's not reaching into his pockets?
No, ma'am. Not running, no, ma'am.
And he never yelled at you guys?
No, ma'am.
Never threatened you at all?
No, ma'am.
Not never verbal. Brandished any weapons?
Sorry, Your Honor, he's trying to finish his answer.
Yeah, he did not threaten me verbally, no, ma'am.
All right. Didn't brandish any weapons?
No, ma'am.
Didn't pull out any guns?
No, ma'am.
Didn't pull out any knife?
No, ma'am.
Never reached for anything, did he?
No.
He just ran?
Yes, he was just running.
McMichael had previously said Arbery fought him and tried to take his gun. He said he was under the impression that Arbery could be a threat because he was running straight at him. After showing cell phone video of the shooting that shows Arbery running around McMichael's truck, Dunikowski also pushed back on Travis's decision to shoot and kill him.
You also could have stepped around the back of the truck and followed him in the path that way. Is that right?
Yes, but then he would have had an open, unrestricted run around the truck and into my open door, into my pickup truck, and could have took the truck.
So you're telling this jury that a man who has spent 5 minutes running away from you, you're now thinking is somehow going to want to continue to engage with you, someone with a shotgun, and your father, a man who's just said, stop or I'll blow your f***ing head off, by trying to get in their truck?
That's what it shows, yes, ma'am.
After calling 7 witnesses, the defense for all 3 men rested their cases. The jury returns for deliberations Monday. A 9-count indictment charges all 3 of them with 1 count of malice murder, 4 counts of felony murder, 2 counts of aggravated assault, 1 count of false imprisonment, and 1 count of criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. If they're found guilty, the minimum penalty is life in prison. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.